88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh.
This ain't the end. This ain't the end. This ain't the end. The end.
WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang out with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, so that was Jenny Lewis with Psychos, and that's just a great pop song. Before that, an artist of a similar vein, I'd say, Margot Price with Been to the Mountain. Before that, a band that was in Pittsburgh this summer, opening up for the Pixies. I went to that show. It was a great show. That was Bully with Hard to Love. Bully's so big now. I saw them in Club Cafe, like, right near the end of, like, the, you know, right after people got vaccinated for the pandemic. And there weren't a whole lot of people at that show. But, I mean, now Bully is so big, it's crazy, which is pretty awesome. Good for them. And we started off the set with the newest from The Replacements and Little Mascara. That's the Ed Stasium mix. And he mixed this. He's the same guy who mixed a lot of the Ramones albums. So, yeah, I'm playing all of my favorite tracks from 2023. And I'm loving it. If there's anything you want to hear, give me a call. My number is 268-WRCT. That's CMU-WRCT. Let's go with this remix that I really like. This is the Toki Monsta remix of Golden Years by David Bowie. And yeah, it's a Bowie remix, and I really like it. And I hope you enjoy too. Here you go.
Golden years. me hear you say life's taking you nowhere. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Lose my baby, lost my soul. Find something and you save a little soul. Strings. Didn't walk luck and you looked in time. Never looked back, walked all at fine.
Think about it, I don't even know how it got to be this way, how it got to be so good, how it got to be. When I think about it, I don't even know. Am I saying thank you? Am I enjoying it too? Am I taking it for granted? When I think about it, I don't even know how it got to be this way.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Okay, so playing some more good stuff. That was Alaska Reed and Back to This. And can't believe that song wasn't bigger. That was such a great pop song, I thought. Before that, the Pittsburgh Band, the Garment District. I actually played the wrong track, but that song's good too. I wanted to play a street called Finland, because that was one of my favorite tracks this year. But I played Left on Coast. That's a good track too. That's off the Garment District's newest album. Before that, Yaji with For Granted, and we started off the set with a remix of David Bowie track Golden Years. That was the Toki Monsta remix, and Toki Monsta was in Pittsburgh this summer at, what is it called? I don't even know what it's called. It used to be First Pavilion, or what was it? Niagara Pavilion? It's called something different every time I go, so I don't know. It's the one out in Burgettstown. All right. This next track is one I literally just discovered last week, and man, I've been listening to it this week in this album, and they're such a weird band. the underscores. I can't really like pigeonhole this music because it's just so weird, and their video's weird too. And I liked it so much. I played it last week and I heard it one time and I was like, man, this is really good and weird. And then I played it again at the end of the show. So this is the underscores and Gabby Start with Locals. And here you go.
Machinery, catharsis, ragtag, transcendence, tryhard, high strung, neurotic, blue cross, golden arches, pearly gates, supermarket, interstate, picket fence, domestic, citizens arrest, Tuesday name, gas station, phantom pain, therapist, eggshell white, parking garage, micropolitic, private property, killing point, agenda, arms, body, legs, flesh, skin, bone, sinew, good luck, arms, body, legs, flesh, skin, bone, sinew, good luck, arms, body, legs, flesh, skin, bone, sinew, arms, body, legs, flesh, skin, bone, sinew, good luck, arms, body, legs, skin, bones in your left arm, body, legs, slash skin, bones in your left arm, body, legs, slash skin, bones in your left. I've done the questionnaire like 700 times to get the same results as my friend. We've been inseparable since 2009, but she just doesn't know about it yet. And you love. I've done the questionnaire like never in my life, but I've got a 10-foot pole. And if I could, I'd poke her with it right between the eyes. May God rest her soul. Can you hear?
We'll be right back. Tetris on some vile man. Resist like the devil, like myself. Now sing with the man.
push you off, but I'm on top. Can't decide what side I'm on. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Are you thinking what I'm thinking? On the count of three. What if we just leave a good thing alone? Don't try and fix it.
So we have some pretty cool shows here on WRCT. One show you might want to check out is the Eli Show. After those crazy Saturday nights, sleep in and wake up on Sunday to the Eli Show on WRCT for top-tier interviews, awesome music, and good vibes only. The Eli Show is what cool people listen to Sundays at 12 p.m. on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and online at WRCT.org. And also check out From Ipanema to the World. Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil. From Ipanema to the World presents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and less-known gems from the Brazilian soundbook in a broad range of musical styles. That's Ipanema to the World. Okay, so what did you just hear? It's the newest from, well, I guess the album is new, from Claude. That's Supermodels. And I remember a few years ago, Claude, who's getting pretty big now, I'd say, they were playing out in Schenley Park at Pitt's, I think it was their homecoming, maybe. Before that, Kurt Vile, Another Good Year for the Roses. I like that Kurt Vile song. He's a Pennsylvania native, from Philly. Before that, Superchunk off of their compilation album of B-sides they put out this year. And we started off the set with one of my favorite tracks of the year, The Underscores and Locals. And I'm sad to say I only have a few fun tracks to play. I'm playing all my favorite songs from 2023. And here's another one. This one is definitely more for those who are into like electronic and techno and that kind of music. So it's the Chemical Brothers, Live Again. Thank you.
trust without fears. The truest thing I ever did. I'm helping you. We'll be right back.
Reclaiming the trench coat, who from and what for? Cause I wear it when I'm headed off to war. Yeah, the longer the cut, the tougher you are. A man drags along the floor, through the sweatshop shrapnel. It gets trapped in my car door. And I'm tall next to small people, and I'm not as poor as you were. And I still get positively sick when all the bellboys call me sir. Cause you never get used to the power that a proper trench coat brings. The way that it swishes and swings, it sings. Trench coat, what it represents and who it's for. What I want to know is who would want a coat so close to the floor. I went to the trench coat museum to see him. 1,000 different cuts, like pals from another dream. Stuffed and bursting at the seams, cause I'm fishing for a theme. If it's somewhere in between a day's honest graft and constantly fleeing the crime scene. Trench coat got banned for a bit. Does that conjure up any weird feelings? Knowing all kinds of twisted minds could find it a prime coat within which to conceal things. You can't ban a coat, can you? Can you ban a coat? No, they're just running a racket. The only coat that matters now is a floating coat. So get yourself a lot chocolate. Can you hack it? Can you hack the heat? Water rising. Look at your feet, man. Ah! Cause whether rented, borrowed, bought, stole, secondhand or brand new, man's water resistant and heat proof. My trench coat will see me through. And when I'm gone, I want all of my trench coats framed and my knackered boots and dirty glasses tastefully arranged on the plinths in between. Cause when they get to the final exhibition that celebrates my good name, I want you to be on display too. Cause all that really remains of me is you.
Here we go.
And that concludes our show. That was Yard Act with the 8-minute version of the Trenchcoat Museum. Man, that song's awesome. Before that, the Chemical Brothers with Live Again and Claude with A Good Thing. And yeah, that wraps up the show for this week. I played my favorite tracks from 2023. And stick around for Courts in Session. I will be back next year in January playing more new music for you. And yeah, just have a great year, everybody. Bye.
Welcome, everybody. The first vote of the 2024 Republican primary is now in the books. It is officially primary election season. And a Florida man with 91 felony counts against him, who was also recently determined to be a civilly liable rapist, won the Iowa caucus. I'm referring, of course, to the former president, Donald Trump. We are going to look at the results. We will talk about whether is there any even hypothetical path to anyone other than Trump winning this nomination for the Republican Party? What is the deal with Nikki Haley? What's going on with Ron DeSantis? Vivek Ramaswamy immediately dropping out. So let's take it in the only way that I believe makes sense, step by step, starting with the results from last night. Donald Trump was polling in the mid-50s heading into yesterday's Iowa caucus. Donald Trump did win with slightly less support than what was indicated in the polls. Trump with 51% of the vote, all of the other candidates sharing 49% of the vote. And that'll be relevant to my forthcoming analysis 45 seconds from now. Ron DeSantis ultimately ending up in second place, but barely, just barely, about 2 points ahead of Nikki Haley. So again, we zoom it out. You've got Trump 51, DeSantis 21, Nikki Haley 19. You may recall that Vivek Ramaswamy, with complete and total confidence, said he would win Iowa. He came in fourth with 7.7%. Now, to his credit, he was only polling, I think, 5. So Vivek Ramaswamy over performing. Ryan Binkley, who I had never heard of until yesterday, actually came in ahead of Asa Hutchinson and Chris Christie. Chris Christie ending up with 35, not 35% of the vote, not 3.5% of the vote, but 35 votes for Chris Christie, the sanest candidate by far, doing absolutely the worst. So let me give you a couple of perspectives that have been floated and tell you why they maybe aren't super hot. First perspective is, listen, this is a bad sign for Trump if the Republicans could get their act together. Why? Well, look, Trump only got 51% of the vote. That means that 49% of the voters wanted someone else, meaning that essentially this is 50-50 between pro-Trump and anti-Trump. Now, that might sound interesting. That might sound accurate. That might sound appealing. But what you have to understand is that if all of these other people get out, a bunch of their support goes to Trump. Let me explain what I mean by that. If you look at DeSantis and Nikki Haley, together, they have what we might call 40% of the vote. But the problem is, if DeSantis gets out, a bunch of his support goes to Trump. How do we know that? Because that's what voters have said in the polls. They've been asked, OK, DeSantis supporters, who's your second choice? Where do you go if DeSantis is out? They don't go to Nikki. They go to Trump. Similarly, with Nikki Haley, I think it was 60% of Nikki Haley supporters said, if Haley doesn't win, I'm going Trump. So although in some sense, you look at these numbers and you go half, it's 50-50, half wants Trump, half doesn't. Everybody else should get out and unite behind whoever. It doesn't work that way, because as these candidates get out, a significant portion of their support actually goes to Donald Trump. Now, second place was also very important for Ron DeSantis, because there were rumors floating around that if DeSantis doesn't manage to get second place in Iowa yesterday, and if indeed Nikki Haley gets second place, that that's the end of the line for DeSantis, and DeSantis is getting out, especially when you consider DeSantis started at 30. in the polling and has ended up much lower nationally. Nikki Haley started at 1 nationally and is all the way up to 11 where she is now. If Nikki Haley comes in ahead of DeSantis, the rumor was DeSantis is out. Well, he lives to fight another day. Both Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis acting as if they won last night. They very much did not. One other note about this. Trump almost certainly will win this.